Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an age where compasses spin as if bewitched and wildlife careers off course, humanity stands on the precipice of an invisible revolution. The Earth's magnetic poles, once seemingly as steadfast as the continents themselves, are now on a disquieting drift, propelling us into uncharted territory, the new magnetic frenzy. Our planet's core, a tumultuous cauldron of molten iron, dictates the whims of the magnetic field. Here, amid the fiery chaos, lurks an unpredictable force, the geodynamo. Its capricious dance orchestrates the magnetic field's flux, flipping the poles with reckless abandon throughout Earth's history. Yet this spectacle is not without consequence. Navigation systems that guide both man and beast are thrown into disarray. The aurora borealis bathes new corners of the globe in spectral light, and radiation belts hover closer to the surface, thinning the veil that protects us from cosmic onslaught. Scientists stand watch, eyes glued to instruments as they track the magnetic north's hasty flight towards Siberia. The pace is unprecedented, and the implications ripe for speculation. Migratory species, whose internal compasses are stirred by the Earth's magnetic song, falter and scatter. Sea turtles beach en masse on foreign sands, and birds chart improbable routes, their internal maps rendered obsolete. At the crux of this magnetic maelstrom is technology. Satellites suffer amnesia, GPS systems flounder, and even the humble smartphone gyroscope spins out of sync. Society, so entrenched in its reliance on electronic navigation, is nudged closer to the brink of disorientation. As if mocking our plight, the once dependable northern lights twist and unfurl across unexpected latitudes, a dazzling but ominous celebration of our planet's indomitable nature. Measures are afoot to counteract such anomalies. Ships are manned with sextants, the ancient mariner's tool, and pilots are retrained in celestial navigation. Wildlife conservationists adjust protection strategies, shielding species from the worst of the magnetic shift. Yet the question looms: can we adapt swiftly enough? Villages in far-flung regions report electronic malfunctions with increasing frequency, hinting at a future where society might sever ties with digital dependency altogether. The magnetic frenzy holds a mirror to our hubris, challenging the assumption that Earth's mechanics are ours to control. It suggests a future where humans must recalibrate their lives in symbiosis with the unpredictable rhythms of a planet in flux. As our magnetic shield fluctuates, scientists warn of the potential escalation in solar radiation exposure, a silent threat that could disrupt cellular integrity and intensify cancer rates. Our saga with the shifting poles is far from over. Research burgeons, probing the secrets of Earth's core, striving to forecast future flips. Meanwhile, the societal fabric strains under the weight of recalibration. Indeed, this magnetic frenzy is a stark reminder of our vulnerability in the face of nature's capriciousness, and perhaps a harbinger of the deeper transformations on the horizon.